Matthew chapter 15, if you'd like to turn and read with me tonight. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a preacher. I've never been ashamed that one day God called me to preach. Being called to preach is as real to me as being saved. It's not something I dreamed up, but it's real evermore. And I bless His name. In verse number 21, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You may be seated. I want to preach for just a few minutes, and no doubt it'll be just that, about crying for the crumbs. I'm going to preach to you again about a woman crying. And you already know from the reading that she got what she came for. I'm going to preach to you, it's not real bad to be under the table. It's not the worst thing in the world to be called a dog. If your mindset is right, there won't be much bother you around God. David said, Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You can't offend me preaching the Word of God. I mean, if you're going to do it in right manners. If you'll do it right, you can't offend the sheep preaching about the shepherd. Here is the Lord in the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And here comes a woman. She's a Syrophoenician. These disciples that are around Jesus know about her. She's out of the same country Jezebel came out of. She's a woman. Every one of those disciples as a Jewish male had thanked God daily in their prayers that they were not born a Gentile and that they were not born a woman. And here she is. With the audacity to approach without being formally introduced the darling Son of God. And it says on down in the Scriptures that the disciples said she cries after us. Evidently, she'd been asking them to introduce her to the Lord or to fix up a meeting where she could ask Him for help, and they'd turned her down. I'm going to tell you, when folks turn you down, bypass them. Amen. I went to the doctor some years ago, couldn't breathe, having deep breathing problems, and The doctor looked me over, checked me over, and he said, you know, you might as well expect this. He said, folks with emphysema will always have breathing problems. And he said, and they'd tell you something else. He said, what preaching you're going to do, you need to get it done. You won't have breath to preach long. And I said, dog, what are you talking about, emphysema? And he said, didn't I tell you? And I said, no. And he took me out in the hall, laid the x-ray up in the rack, and is as black as your suit of clothes. And he said, down at the bottom, it read emphysema, moderately severe, read by a specialist in Louisville. And he said, what you gonna do? You better get her done. But I went home and went down in the barn and went over his head and talked to the main physician. And thank God, if you want to get help, you might as well quit fooling with men and go to the main sewer. They put me in the hospital, and I knew something already had happened, and they started running tests on me, and they brought in a little old machine with a tube on it. I was supposed to see how much pressure I could put on it, and I blew in that thing, didn't know how to use it. And he said, that's pretty good for a man with emphysema. And I said, back up here again, I'm going to blow it out in the hall. They came into my room and did that test for blood gases. And they checked it out. The specialist came in and said, preacher, I cannot find a shadow. You say, what did it? I went to God, and God heard me, and God delivered. I'm going to tell you, if you got a desire, you don't have to fool around with a church member. And to tell you the truth, you don't even have to go to preacher. Just go to God. But I'm going to tell you what better do before you get there. You're going to run into some obstacles just like this lady did. And the Bible said, now I want you to look, she told him what was the trouble. And I thought about it again this afternoon over in my room. She wasn't really coming for herself, even though she said, have mercy on me. She told him his her daughter. And she didn't say, my daughter's a good girl. She just kind of got mixed up the wrong crowd and got into rock music, and she needs a little help, and she's better than the rest of them. She said, my daughter's full of the devil. It'd be good for you when you go to God about your kids. I do not make any excuses for them. They're just like everybody else's kids. Without God, they're full of the devil. She said, she's grievously. She's not just got a devil, but she's grievously vexed with the devil. And I'm going to tell you, parents, that's in our land today. Them demons and devils didn't leave out when Jesus died. They're still around. And they're still in the Baptist church. And I know some preachers, I think, have got terrible trouble with demons. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, the only source and get rid of them is God Almighty. Now, she run into problems when she got to talking to God. Now, can you imagine? She'd already been rejected by the disciples. They wouldn't listen to her. And she is a woman, and she is a Gentile, and she comes to talk to God, and the Bible said he answered her not a word. I want to say, I've been right there. You don't have to be a Syrophoenician, nor a woman, nor a Gentile dog. I forgot not to answer your word. I'm going to tell you, and it ain't no fun. It's easier for me for God to say no than it is for him not to talk to me. But I'm going to tell you, I woke up some morning and wondered if God was around anymore. Amen. Thank God he wasn't. He knows me and I know him, but he just wasn't talking to me. And I want to tell you, when God ain't a token, you ain't got it in the right gear. When he don't answer you, you better reach down and clutch it and put it in a lower gear. Amen. And get pedal to the metal. God's wanting something else out of you. A lot of us think all we got to do is just say, Lord, here's my problem. Fix it. I'm going downtown to steakhouse to eat. You fix it while I'm gone. It don't get fixed that way.
Right.
This woman came in agony about her daughter. Now, I'm going to tell you, mamas and daddies, I don't mean to hook up and preach a message. I finished what I preached last night. But if you're going to get your children right, we got to get down to business, me and you, and to get the attention of God Almighty. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. You can't pray your child in. That child's got to deal with God himself or herself. Are you hearing me? You can't expect God to hear you and just go down and drag your daughter to the altar and save her and make her dress right and quit talking to them strange men. God's going to have to deal with her heart. Bible said he ain't heard not a word. I've wept in the night because I couldn't hear from heaven. The hardest thing I've ever done was try to stay in the perfect will of God. Are y'all hearing me? I said the hardest thing I've ever done is find and stay in the perfect will of God. Now, I run into these fellows that stay in it all the time, you know, and claim they're in it. But I'm going to tell you the hardest thing I ever done was not only to find it, but stay in it after you do find it. And you might as well say amen. I'm 64 years old, been saved, soon be 50 years, and I know about where you are tonight. You're probably about where I am. And the Bible said he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away. She crieth after us. The disciples said, she don't have no rights. I'm going to tell you ladies tonight, you don't have any rights. Now, we wish you to march for women's lib. You don't have any rights. All you men, look up here at me. You don't have any rights. Oh, you are an old sinner. God reached down and saved.
Amen.
No use you walking around proud. You get down under the table where you need to get, and God will go to dealing with you. God deals better with you when you get out of the table and admit who you are. I want to tell all you preachers tonight, I love you and thank God for you. You're something special. You're not like other men. I know I've heard that preachers like everybody else, but it's not so. If you're just like the preacher, why can't you preach? God's men got a special calling and a special in line to God to speak through them. And thank God, but I want to tell you men tonight, we're going to have to do some more living on the table. I'm begging God and admit what we are. We don't deserve what we got. We got it by the good grace of God. Said, send her away. She's crying after us. Jesus said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He said, now I'm going to tell you, ma'am, I'm not sent for you. That's pretty rough talk from God. He said, I wasn't sent for you, just for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I wasn't sent for you Gentiles. To the Jews first, is what the scripture said. And these disciples didn't know it, but it wasn't going to be long until the veil was going to get rent in twain. These disciples didn't know it, but the middle wall of partition was fixing to get cut down in a few days. Bless his name. I'm glad of the day when the gate got open for me. And I'm going to tell you, the dog's under the table. If you'll admit who you are, you might get some things from God you ain't never got before. And God help us to be humble in our heart. We're living in a pride-filled age. When everybody walks, just about, I've watched some of the preachers, you know, not here. This is one of the best places that you can go to for cake meeting. But most places, you can tell who the main preachers are by the way they walk. Ain't that right? God help us. And usually can tell how the preacher's wives by the way they walk. How the main preachers, I mean. And a lot of times you can tell what kind of car they drive. But that don't work all the time. But I'm going to tell you who we are tonight. We're just a bunch of old ragged, low-down sinners that God has saved. And here I am under the table tonight. And I'll admit I don't deserve what I'm a-getting, but I'm a-getting. And thank God I'll take anything He gives you. And I'm not going to tell Him I want the best. His voice sometimes will turn out the best. Bless the name of the Lord. And I don't want to overshoot myself and shoot the end before I get down there. But I'm glad, thank God, for the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. If we wasn't bakery hunting and go to crumb hunting, we'd be a lot better off. Them crumbs will turn into things when you get to saying, I'll be satisfied with the crumb. And she's a crying. And it says two or three times in there about her crying. We've about lost that art. I'm talking about crying to God. There ain't no trouble for you to ought to cry about your illnesses and about your granddaughter, about your husband, and financial problems, but there's very little crying out to God. What made the old timers great? They've done a whole lot of crying. I have the altar praise of before God Almighty. Here she is crying. Then comes she. Now you talk about a woman that was staying with the stuff. None of that turned her away. They've already called her a dog. Already called her a Gentile. And already they had told her, the disciples had told her to stay away. And God refused to talk to her. And here she comes to worship Him. Now, if you ever come to church, a most Baptist fool, and they slight you like that, you won't ever come back no more. And if you could, you come to church, and they slight you, you'd try to soak the windows of all the cars when you left and run over two or three. But here this woman is. I thank God she's a-hunting for something. Her feelings not wore out on her shoulders. She's a-hunting God. I'm going to tell you, if you come to church right, you wouldn't be so easy to get ill at the house of God. Amen. She come and worshipped. Said, when she comes, she said, Lord, help me. Said, Lord, help me. I go several times a month to my prayer place and don't do anything for probably 15 minutes but holler help. You say, preacher, why you do that? I need help. Sometimes as loud as I can scream with tears in my eyes, I scream help. And directly. I feel a little vitamins run in my veins. Help from heaven's world comes down. Y'all need help. Is anybody here tonight need help? Sometimes I go to my prayer place and I say, Lord, I ain't going to ask for nothing today. This is the hardest praying I ever done. I said, I'm just going to thank you for what you have done. I ain't asking for nothing. Not asking for a thing. And if I don't watch it, I'll slip up and go to begging Him. You say, what are you doing? I'm describing under the table discipleship. Sometimes I go to a prayer place and sit down and say, Lord, I come to sing to you. And I just make it up as I go. And if you was there, you wouldn't like it. But me and him has a real good time. I'm talking about an under the table business. We need to realize who we are. As the preacher said today, quit commanding God and the devil. And realize that we don't deserve, hey, look at me. You don't deserve what you got. You ought to be in hell. But God come and got you and delivered you. And I'm perfect perfectly satisfied to have discipleship under the table.
Amen.
And cry for the crumbs. She said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And here's the sharpness of the Savior. You only find this anywhere else in the New Testament where the Lord talked to any seeker like He's talking to this woman. And He answered and said, it's not me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. She's been called a Gentile. She's now by the Savior. She's been told that He didn't come for her. Now she's told that she's a dog. Now, I looked that up again today in the dictionary, and I've always been told that when he said it, he said big dogs. And when she said it, she said little dogs, but it's not that way, I don't think. Both of them said little dogs. What he really said is, and it's not meat for me to take the children's bread and give it to the pups. She's not even called a big dog, but a little dog. I heard a black man say, folks don't like, care if you call them dogs as long as you call them big dogs. But he called her a little dog, a little pup, and said, I ain't going to give the pups the bread that belonged to the children. But I want you to listen to her answer. She's not afraid to be on the table. She's satisfied to be a lowly seeker. And she said, truth, Lord. Boy, the first time I seen that knocked me down on the floor on my knee. She didn't say, oh, Lord, don't call me a dog. She said, you're right, Lord. I'm nothing but a dog. Everybody look up here at me tonight. She said, it's right, Lord. I ain't nothing but a dog. I want you to understand, she didn't come for herself. She's come for her daughter. And God's ridiculed her in a manner of speaking. The disciples have wanted him to chase her away. She's been called, them called a dog. It's a dirty, low-down name up to the Hebrews, the Jews. But still, she persisted and said, everything you've said, Lord, is truth. She said, yet the dogs or the little pups eat the crumbs which fall from the Master's table. How you feel about yourself? I'll tell you what, there ought to be some crying for the crumbs of God. If you watch some, if you listen to some of this stuff on radio, and I guess it's still on television, used to be, all this commanding God and getting new airplanes and cars, trying to raise the dead. You better realize who you are. I don't want to read the last verse to you. Jesus answered and said, oh woman, great is thy faith. I don't say amen, Lord. Great was that woman's faith. Amen, Lord. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter's made whole from that very hour. I'm going to ask you what you want tonight, how bad you want it. Some things in your heart and in your mind tonight that you oughtn't to be so haughty about. And just realize you're one of the dogs under the table. Come and beg God for crumbs. You have the message. God bless you.